1. Begin transmission.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Mein Messer ist rot mit Blut. My name is Tobe. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another hilariously exciting edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm not even clear on what today's goal is, but it doesn't matter because we're out to achieve. We're achievers. And you know what else I've achieved lately? You know what I managed to achieve last night? I've got a mouse in my house. Again. It's that time of year. The time of year when I'm trying not to turn on my heat. But other animals, besides myself and my cat, are wanting to live in my house, and so they find their way in. And about every year at this time, I get a mouse. And boy, that mouse was driving me nuts last night. Because these mice like to get in the interior walls. And this new mouse has found a path into the wall that divides my studio from my living room. This is also where I sleep. And he gets in there and he makes all kinds of annoying noises that are actually very loud. This is also the loudest mouse I've ever managed to have. And of course, this has to happen when I'm trying to go to sleep. The only good thing about it is, it is some kind of entertainment for my cat. My cat hears these sounds and starts looking around and starts staring at the walls. And that's pretty funny. And she'll hear the sounds and she'll be looking and she'll be sniffing at the wall and trying to figure out what's going on. Then she'll look at me and just go, "Mew!" And I say, "Yeah, you gots to get that damn mousey. You gots to get in there and kick its ass and give it a chomp." And my cat says, "Well, don't you have the ability to make a hole in this wall? Just open this up so I can get in there." Oh, that's cats for you. Cats and mice living together. It will be anarchy. So that's what I did last night. Stared at my walls with my cat. Always funny. But I finally did get to sleep. I managed to sleep for a while, even though there was a mouse 2 feet from my head making noises. I did manage to get to asleep for a while. And then I was awakened by the sounds of a pneumatic hammer. Yes. Somebody outside my house is running a jackhammer. Oh well. So much for getting any decent sleep again tonight, or last night. So I got up, and I looked out the window, and what did I see? Well, the people directly across the street from me had an HVAC truck parked in their driveway and their old furnace sitting out in their front lawn. And I thought, okay, they're getting a new furnace, but I don't see where that merits a jackhammer. So I kept looking. Oh yes, it's Julie's house. The woman who has moved out and is refurbishing her house to put it up for market. Oh, there's a big birdie. Oh my God, that's an owl. Holy crap and snacks. And there's this giant bird up in this tree. It went flop, 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 made a big noise. And it's a big, big owl flying away. And he's going clear over there. Oh, if we had more time and if it wasn't so cold, I would go chase him. Wow, that was something. That was really something. It is a bit cool today. It's about 50 degrees now. About, I don't know, somewhere around 10 or 12 C. 10 or 12 Celsius. That's nothing. And now I'm finding fox poop. Okay, interesting. Right, so the woman that used to live across the street from me and down one house, her house is being remodeled. It was being re-roofed last week. Yes, the people behind me are still having their house roofs. So I heard all that fatunk, 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 fatunk. And that's where the jackhammer was coming from Julie's house. Apparently they might have found some kind of sewer problem, or maybe they're just gonna repave the driveway, but chunga 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 chung. So loud, so annoying, waking me up. Then while I was looking out the window, I saw another horrible sight. The next house up, well, there was nothing going on. That guy can do his own work. But the next house up from that, there was a roofing truck in front of their house, and they were unloading a boatload of shingles. You've got to be kidding me. More shingles, more roofing, right when I thought I was probably done with having to listen to roofing sounds in my neighborhood. No, we got another one that's gonna start up just as soon as this most recent one, the one behind me, gets finished. Oh, brother. It just never ends. Everybody needs to have a new roof, apparently, all at the same time. Just because we had one 3-minute hailstorm with hailstones the size of peas 6 months ago. It's panic. Panic, panic, roofing panic. Oh. Kind of want to go find that owl. You never see owls. Kind of. And you know, I can tell you why he's in this area. I'm right by a creek. You know, looking for marmots and stuff. And an owl that big, well, I don't know if he could take a full-size marmot. But he could take a baby one. Good thing this isn't the time for marmot babies. This is time for, well, I don't know what. Hey, look, there's a bunch of dried up oyster mushrooms on that dead tree. Oh, yes, so noise. My life is about noise and noise trying to make me crazy and probably working. Between the roofing noises and the jackhammers, it's amazing I don't go postal on somebody. Oh, is this what I get? Is this the karma that has sought me out just because I like to light fireworks all the time? You know, maybe, but the thing of it is, I don't light fireworks off first thing in the morning. I'm not lighting fireworks when people are trying to sleep. Oh well. There's something going on in this tree. Something birdy. What the bird action is going on here? I can kind of see a bird. What that bird is doing? Oh my god, there's another one. Rock, rock. Oh my god, there goes a big, big hawk. What is it? Oh, it's a red tail. There's a giant red tail hawk. Man, we were seeing all the weird birds today. Okay, yeah. So there's that giant bird. And then there's these downies. There's a couple of downy woodpeckers flying around, freaking out. And a bunch of what do you call these little razooters? Some type of finch. And they're all zooming over there. What is over there? Then they zoom back here. Yeah, these little nice little finches. Where'd that downy dude go? Rack, 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 rack. I can hear you. Oh, he's right above my head. Hi. There's a woodpecker right up above me. You gonna give that branch a chomp? They don't chomp. They are the pneumatic hammers of nature. I'm looking at him. He's not doing anything. Oh, he's switching trees. Crank, crank, crank. Crack, crack, crack. Am I hassling this guy? Is this guy freaking out because I'm walking through here? Let's just keep walking. I don't want to hassle the birds. Don't hassle the birds, man. Alright, so what have we got up here? I know there's a marmot den up here, but I doubt there's anything in here at this time of year. Pretty sure this is a birthing den. Yeah, no, that hole doesn't look like it's seeing any action. That's too bad. But that's okay. Oh, there's another marmot den over there. That one looks like it has been cleared. Huh. I'll have to remember that. I'll have to remember that and look for mutties at another time. You know, if we keep walking up here and we keep going, we could potentially run into that owl again. It was a big owl. I don't know what kind of owl that would have been. We do have owls around here. And it wasn't a saw-wet owl, or any of the little ones. It was a fairly good-sized dude. This is a fairly heavy raptor area. I do see various hawks out here all the time. Red tails and Cooper's hawks and various others. I have seen bald eagles here. But then again, I've seen bald eagles pretty much everywhere in this valley, in the Papio Valley here, just because, well, they like to follow the creek. And there's food. I've even seen eagles I saw an eagle at Heron Haven once. It was on April 1st or 2nd of last year. I was standing in the blind, he came circling around, and it was the same eagle that I saw out at 132nd Fort. Right around here, actually. Not half a mile from here. Okay. Well, not finding any motties. I am finding the occasional mushroom, but, you know, they're all just oysters. And not anything particularly interesting. Wait, what's that sound? False alarm, I guess. Okay, what else are we gonna see out here today? Apparently it is bird day. And there are all kinds of weird birds about. That's nice. I should look over here. See if there's any marmots over here, because I know there's a marmot den. Oh yeah, no, it's all covered with leaves. There are no motties in there today. Where are all the motties? They're probably too cold and they're hiding in their holes. It is a bit cool. There's a slight breeze and it's giving me some wind chill on my fingers, being as I have to hold this heavy equipment. Makes my fingers all weird. Frosty, because it's brisk. It's a lovely day. It's partly cloudy. And if it was any more breezy, it would be too cold, but it's pretty good. And this is a bad place for a tree. Who was planting trees here, dummies? Trees, they're pretty great. There's lots of fun stuff you can do with a tree. And you know, come to think of it, I think there's another marmot den right over here somewhere. Yeah, it's right over there, but once again, it's kind of covered up. It's all leafy. And marmots like to clear the leaves from their holes. Well, they use them for bedding. I've actually watched this. Marmots will come out of their holes, find a bunch of leaves, grab them in their mouth, and take them back into their holes to be, you know, a mati mattress. It's good insulation for matis. Matis like to stay warm. So they use leaves. So if you see a marmot hole, and there's a bunch of leaves in the mouth of the hole, you know that there's no mati in there, because they would have either removed the leaves or taken them into the hole, and or both. And to be frank, I'm kind of surprised we're not seeing any turkeys out here. This is usually a pretty good turkey area in the early spring and in the early fall. I was kind of hoping maybe we see some gobblers. Some lurking gobblers. Pui, 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 pui. That's what they say. Pui. And usually I find them right around here. But there's no turkeys. Maybe the raptors scared them into hiding. Maybe they just aren't hanging around here this time. Who knows? Turkeys are good. Well, at least we got to see some awesome birds. Saw that red tail. And we saw that owl. Man, that was the wildest thing. Yeah, it was just crazy. You don't see a lot of owls hanging around. I wish I would have been paying more attention, but as usual, I wasn't looking up into the trees. I was looking down on the ground, because I was looking for mushrooms and matis, and not birdies. But we got to see them fly, so that was awesome. Hooray. Wait, what's that over there? Am I looking at a... No. That's just a log or a... Yeah. Thought I saw a mati, but noty. Okay, I'm almost back to my car here. What do we want to do? What do I want to do next? Where do we need to go? I don't know, but we'll be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am. And what do they call this? Maple Village Park. This is a park that's just around the corner and down the block from my house. And this is where we have our fun ravine that I'm always talking about and sometimes come to. So here I am approaching the ravine, but I'm looking at all these big old cottonwood trees first, because there are lots of mushrooms that like to grow around their bases, but not really seeing any today. Okay. Whatevs. I guess we can't always be in the money. It's unusual though. Usually we're going to have a bunch, but not today. And that's okay. Just going to keep on checking a couple of these and no. No joy. That's okay. Because we are approaching the little path that leads into the heart of darkness, into the ravine. And into the ravine we go. We're up really high. And the ravine is way down there. I can see the creek. Oh, it's so nice. I'm just scanning various logs and branches for mushrooms and stuff. I'm not seeing anything. Nothing around. I hear a squirrel going crazy. Sometimes we can find ducks back here, hiding right around in here. But I don't see any ducks. Okay, we gotta try to go down. Gotta go down to the ravine floor. And this is a tricky operation because it's extremely steep and it's covered with leaves, and so it's very slippery. Oop, and dangerous. And I almost lost it, but I have recovered. And let's see, it was over there that I saw that mole that one time. I could have grabbed his tail, but I didn't. And it seems like there's a little animal trail over there. Again, or still. What are we doing down in here today? Well, I just wanted to really go over here and check out some of these logs to see if we can find any hericium. And of course, we're always looking for maitake and stuff of that nature. And you never know, maybe we'll spot a mot. I've had some really good mot spottings down in here over the years. I'm looking up at a moty den right now, and it looks like, it's hard to tell. It looks like it might be in use, but that doesn't mean I seize any moties. Oh, look at this. Here's 4 feet of weed whacker line. Do I want it? No. I do, but I already have plenty. I don't need to pick up another scrap of that crap. And I had one of my best moty sightings ever right about here. And yeah, there's moty den. I see bugs flying around in front of it. That moty den, the entrance has moved a couple times over the years. Standing up on a log to look in there. I don't see any mates. Hey, mate, are you in there? He might be. I'm now walking on a log. I could walk over the creek on this log. It's a big, wide log. It's at least, 45 centimeters in diameter. All the way across, but that's not why we're here. We're not crossing the creek today. Today we're looking at these logs. Nope. I've got some oyster scurf on this log. That will eventually turn into oyster mushrooms. What do we have up here on this fallen down tree? Oh, nope. Just some leaves. I thought these leaves were mushrooms. They are not. Alright, so what do I want to do? Do I want to try to cross the creek? I really don't, just because then we got a further walk back. And what's over here? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh, no, not quite nothing. Here's some puff balls. They're all dried up and puffing away down here on this log. It's a very old log. Very old log that is very rotted out. There's been some mighty high water down here recently. I can tell just from all the detritus in the trees. I can't imagine when this would have been. We haven't had any hefty rains. Well, we've had some small rains, small and consistent rains lately. And this is a watershed. This little creek is a little box canyon. So all the water from all the neighborhoods all flows down right into here. And that makes for interesting stuff. Oh, hey, look. There's something in the crack of this log. Now, there are oyster mushrooms, to be expected, I guess. That's interesting. They're a little old. Like 2 weeks old. Let's see, what else do we got around here? Gotta find us some more logs. I can hear somebody starting up the world's loudest lawnmower up in this neighborhood that I'm kind of close to. And I'm still looking for motts. I'm looking in all the known motty places, but I don't see any. Is it just too cold for marmots today? It could be. It's not very sunny. So, what do we got around here? We gotta kind of work our way around this funny little corner. And then there's some more big logs and trees that have fallen down. And are there any mushrooms on these logs and trees? No. Dough. Oh well. Let's see now. Scan the canyon walls for marmot dens. I don't see any dens. I don't see any motties. That's the one good thing about this time of year when all the leaves are on the ground. If motties are out and about, you can usually find them just because they make so much noise running through the leaves. And it's a very obvious sound. It's a very motty noise. All right, well, where am I going? I guess I'm going over here. No motties today down here. No mushrooms today down here. Oh, that's okay. Ow, that was my wrist. Now I'm going back up the gate. Hey, look at this. Here's a mole hole. I know there's somebody in there. Now I'm going back up. Going back up to the surface world. It's not very exciting, but it's where I live. Alright, so out of the ravine we go back into Maple Syrup Park or whatever. Oh, speaking of maple syrup, I just happened to catch a snippet of South Park the other day. I do not watch South Park with any regularity, but when there's nothing else on and I'm in the mood, sometimes I'll keep it on and see what's going on. But anyway, apparently some Canadians, how did it go? There were some Canadians eating dinner, and who was with them? Butters. He has a Canadian girlfriend now, apparently. And oh, the Canadian girl's father didn't really approve of their relationship and made the comment that Butters had maple fever. And I found this to be especially hilarious because I had maple fever for years. I had a Canadian girlfriend for the longest time. Her name was Eileen, and she was quite the little treasure. And as much as I would love to sit here and tell you all about her and her resident alien card, I'm afraid I gotta go. I'm running out of time. This is the end of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.